This hour, the podcast is exclusively sponsored by my good friends at Advantage Gold. Advantage Gold is a five-star rated gold company with one-of-a-kind customer service. And when it comes to gold and precious metals, Advantage Gold is the only company I'll work with. Call Advantage Gold today and make sure you let them know that Mark Levin sent you. And now, let's begin.
He's here. He's here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
Mark Levin here. Our number, 877-381-3811, 877-381-3811. Basically, two big topics this evening. The president, what's going on in Manhattan, and then what's going on in our streets more broadly in America. Excuse me. And I want to start with the latter. What you are seeing taking place in our universities, our colleges, even our media, and in our streets, is not something that is spontaneous in America. It's something that's been heavily funded. It's something that's being heavily organized by terrorist regimes around the world, by Hamas, and by dark money groups fronting, listen to this, for billionaire Democrats. I'm still amazed that people keep saying this is funded, it's very well organized, the tents all look okay, fine. I explained this on Saturday night's program on Fox. And so we're going to take some time to go over this so you know exactly what's going on. There's actually more listeners to this program on the radio than any show on Fox or cable, period. And so I want to get into this. Who's funding these violent people at our universities? And they're not all students. Let's get started. Cut 20, go.
I was in Israel last week, as you well know, and watched some of the activities that took place there as a result of the Biden administration policies of appeasement with Iran and intentionally funding Iran to the tune of over $100 billion. None of this would be happening if Donald Trump were president. Iran was broke on its back and about to be overthrown by its own people. But I keep hearing our own media, news people ask, these riots, these violent people at Columbia University or our other universities and in our streets and all the rest of it, who's funding these people? Who's funding these people? You know, it's a funny thing. I thought it was the job of the media to figure out the who and why. So I'll do it. And never again do I want to hear anybody in the media say, who's funding these people? First of all, I've done this before, but I'm going to do it tonight, and I'm going to expand upon it. You want to know who's funding these people? The Democrat Party and the terrorist regimes. What? You have a fusion of Marxists. You have a fusion with Islamists. A complicated matrix and network of Democrat Party billionaires and millionaires and dark money, including Soros, including the Tides Foundation, among others, and you have Hamas funding, the Muslim Brotherhood, and others. Also a funding network, and Qatar, which is funding colleges and universities. In other words, the enemies of America. And this has had an enormous effect on our foreign policy toward Israel. Their attacks on Netanyahu, the goal to overthrow the Israeli government for the purpose of installing a puppet regime that will bend to the Democrat Party, the Democrat Party donors, Hamas, and the enemy of Israel. And it's all being done right in front of our eyes. And if we had a real media, you'd know a lot about it. So let me cobble this together from certain media reports and others and tell you what's taking place here. Unheard, a fantastic site. Here's a piece by Park McDonald from just a few months ago, and I can't read the whole thing. The division between the activist left and the party establishment is little more than a politically useful fiction. In reality, the radical cadres are bankrolled by the same nexus of progressive oligarchs and dark money, that is, dark money slush funds that finance the party establishment. The DNC protest, for example, was organized by two progressive Jewish NGOs, Jewish Voice for Peace and If Not Now, the same groups behind a rowdy pre-ceasefire protest at the U.S. Capitol, which more than 300 people were arrested. Both groups are funded by an array of big money progressive donors, including George Soros, the Rockefeller Brothers Foundation, and the Tides Network. These are charitable wings of major financial institutions as well. Part of Vanguard, Fidelity, Morgan Stanley, another group called 1630 Fund, another big group called Arabella Advisors, an umbrella group, a Democrat Party, billionaire, millionaire group, the head of the octopus that pushes monies into these organizations. Soros, of course, is the most prominent individual Democrat donor in the country. He personally spent $170 million to get Democrats elected in 2022 midterms. His nonprofit spent at least another $140 million. Arabella Advisors is less well-known, but maybe just as influential. It's run by Clinton World insider Eric Kessler. The for-profit consultancy manages a vast and opaque empire of funds and nonprofits aligned with the Democrat Party. Its role, in essence, is to allow wealthy donors to hide their donations. And they're hiding hundreds of millions of dollars worth. Scratch a nationally prominent pro-Palestinian organization, and you're likely to find Democratic oligarch money somewhere. The radicals and the Democratic establishment work together towards shared ends, even when they're fighting. This is especially true when it comes to Israel. The Biden administration's allegedly pro-Israel stance is more rhetoric than reality, a pose adopted to box critics into a corner, constrain Israel's ability to act independently of the United States, and obscure the true nature of the White House's Middle East policy. That policy, as Edward Luttwak wrote in these pages, is to fulfill Barack Obama's ill-conceived desire to distance the United States from Israel and Saudi Arabia and to reconcile with Iran. Plus, at the same time as it is granting defense credits to Israel, the White House is also funding Iran. I want to thank our friend Charlie Kirk, who put it all together here. What are we talking about? John Kirby said the other day to Peter Doocy, we're not doing that. What are you talking about? This guy Kirby is the worst of the propagandists. $10 billion in November 2023, Biden regime approved a sanctions waiver that unlocks upwards of $10 billion in frozen funds of Iraqi payments for Iranian energy. $6 billion, September 2023, as part of a prisoner swap, Blinken ensured Iranian funds would be moved into a restricted fund for humanitarian trade. Oh, yeah, right. $10 billion. July 2023, Blinken signed a national security waiver allowing Iraq to deposit payments for Iranian energy into non-Iraqi banks in third countries instead of into restricted accounts. $3.42 billion, August 2021, the IMF sent $3.42 billion to Iran in special drawing rights. The Biden administration had the authority to stop it, but did not. 80-plus billion since 2021. Iran's oil exports have surged, breaking records, because the Biden administration has eased enforcement of sanctions, allowing an explosion in illicit purchases, mostly to communist China. $3.8 billion since 2021. Iran turned to the sale of petrochemicals to to avoid a Trump-era sanction. Sales have surged thanks to Biden. $1.6 billion since 2021. The Trump administration imposed sanctions on Iran's steel industry, which the Biden administration has not enforced. As Kirk says, the Biden administration says its commitment to Israel is ironclad, but apparently so is its commitment to funding Iranian terrorism. Even on military matters, continues the piece, the U.S. has tried to split the difference between Israel and the Iranian axis of resistance. Since October 7, the latter, especially Iran and its prized proxy Hezbollah, has balanced vituperative criticism of Israel with claims that Hamas acted alone and demands that the U.S. restrain Israel from escalating beyond Gaza. The White House has complied, demanding that Israel not carry out any significant operations against Hezbollah in Lebanon, and leaking to the American press that it views Israel's relations to Hezbollah daily cross-border attacks as an attempt by Jerusalem to create a pretext for a wider war that could draw the U.S. in. The U.S. has, moreover, publicly backed the Iranian and Hezbollah claims that Hamas acted independently and without their knowledge on October 7, despite early public assessments from former U.S. intelligence officials that the sophistication and complexity of the attack was beyond what Hamas could do on its own. And it's now been proven that Hamas had the backing and training of Iran. The U.S., in other words, has effectively boxed Israel in. Having been struck hard by an Iranian proxy, Israel can attempt to eliminate that proxy on an accelerated timetable at the cost of massive international outrage and to limited strategic benefit. But it is being prevented by U.S. from taking any proactive measures to reestablish deterrence against Tehran, even more recently. Same thing. Now, read in this light, the oligarch-funded protests against Biden are somewhat less mysterious. They are, in fact, a useful form of kabuki. Biden pretends to be the best friend of Israel, that is, Israel has ever had, while the left pretends to hate him for it. Both sides benefit. For Biden, pressure from the left gives him leverage to turn around to the Israelis and say, you better listen to me, or I'll have to cave to my party's flank, while offering his party's Jewish and pro-Israel voters a show of the president's resolute commitment to the Jewish state, even as he courts Iran. And this pose is especially important in justifying the latter policy, since Americans remain overwhelmingly supportive of Israel and overwhelmingly hostile toward Iran and its terrorist proxies. The left, meanwhile, gets to demonstrate its principled independence from the Democratic establishment while setting the stage to extract concessions within the party and party-adjacent bureaucracies, set-asides for Arab, Palestinian, and Muslim staffers, a national strategy to counter Islamophobia, presumably be administered by professional anti-Islamophobia activists, and a general resetting of the Overton window for the next round of conflict. Plus, there's the continued channeling of nominally anti-system energies into a web of party-controlled nonprofits.
All right, this is where I want us to stop. A web of party-controlled nonprofits. Hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars, ladies and gentlemen, in dark money that is being used to fund these riots, this violence. Marxists and Islamists, Hamas set up the Students for Justice in Palestine, which is on over 200 campuses, which is leading these movements on these campuses. They're all coming together, all these organizations. It's a, as I said in the program, and I'm saying now, it is a complex network and web of organizations set up purposely to confound and confuse. And I want to discuss it further when we return, but you can see the impact. You can see the impact. And Joe Biden's propaganda against Netanyahu, his propaganda against the state of Israel, his use of Hamas statistics, Blinken today issuing a report on human rights around the world, has as its number one abuser the state of Israel, not North Korea and what it's done to its people, not China and the Uyghurs and the massive murder of those individuals. And I could go on and on. No. It's Israel. Israel's at the front of the report. It's a 103-page report. I just looked at it. Israel's under constant, unrelenting attack by this administration, by the State Department, by John Kirby, under unrelenting attack by CNN and MSNBC and the Islamists that work for them, or the Islamic sympathizers that work for them. The New York Times and the Washington Post, they've created this environment of Jew hatred in this country and America hatred in this country between the Marxists and the Islamists and the Democrat parties and the umbrella organization. That's why I wrote the book, The Democrat Party Hates America. That's why I wrote the book before that, American Marxism. It's all quite prescient, to be perfectly honest with you. It's all laid out. And George Soros has a fundamental role in funding the Tides Foundation. George Soros is very close to the Blinken family. These things aren't just happening. These things are organized. They are funded. They are manned. These organizations didn't just spring up. So you have the overlay of the Hamas funding network, which is funded by the Muslim Brotherhood. They're all funded by Qatar and some of these other organizations and states. You have the domestic Marxist groups. And if you think about it, so I'll be the first one to explain this, even though I mentioned it last week. The riots that took place in 2020, it's the same people. It's the Islamists and the Marxists. It's the same people, just a different cause. Now, there's a hell of a lot more to get to here, but the media keep asking, who's funding this? When I laid it out Saturday night on Fox, is really stunningly shocking. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Our once mighty dollars under siege from runaway inflation. For those still working, your paychecks buy less while costs for gas, food, cars, utilities skyrocket thanks to inflation. That's why I'm urging all my listeners to register for the upcoming Gold and Silver Summit hosted by our friends at Advantage Gold. It's a fantastic seminar. They'll teach you how to take steps to help guard your wealth from inflation using asset diversification into physical precious metals. Gold and silver hold intrinsic value that should remain untouched by government manipulation. Folks, don't wait for the Fed's reckless policies to completely devalue the dollar and steal your life savings. Call now while free registration is open. I'm telling you, this is a fantastic seminar. Call 800-900-8000 right now. The Gold and Silver Summit could provide the vital insights we need to protect our families. 800-900-8000. Tell them Mark Levin sent you. Performance may vary. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Always consult your financial and tax professional. Biden has played the Jews for a long time, and particularly Democrat left-wing Jews like to be played. The fact of the matter is, what you see happening today, Biden gaslit it, or as they say, gaslighted it. And so did his party, and so did the media. And this constant refrain about Israel slaughtering Palestinians, using Hamas statistics. The media in this country are now spreading the anti-Semitism and the Jew hatred. And that includes self-hating Jews in the media, like at the New York Times, which has that history. But it's more than them. It's a lot more than them. It's a concerted effort by billionaire Democrat donors. It's a concerted effort by Islamists all over the world with a Hamas network, Hamas which set up CARE, Hamas which set up Students for Palestine, for Justice in Palestine on all of our campuses, Qatar which has spent billions of dollars influencing our colleges and universities, and the FBI and DHS and Biden don't do a damn thing. Attention, fellow Americans. Mark Levin here with a warning and a solution. I feel like our country's being destroyed by out-of-control spending and debt thanks to Biden and the American Marxists. And your hard-earned savings and retirement could be at risk from their socialist schemes. That's why you should consider Advantage Gold, the best of the best, a U.S.-based company that specializes in helping everyday Americans protect their wealth. They have a simple solution to help you even potentially grow your wealth despite the attacks from Washington. I urge you to register for their upcoming Gold and Silver Summit. It's fabulous. A free online event where you'll learn tips to help safeguard your finances by diversifying into physical precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. Call them right now to sign up securely for this pivotal summit. It is crucial. Tell them Mark Levin sent you for a special bonus. Call 800-900-8000 right now. Performance may vary. Past performance is not necessarily indicative of future results. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
Mark Levin, radio's hell-raising intellectual. Call now, 877-381-3811.
This is Biden at an Earth Day event in Virginia yesterday. I know some of you have heard this, some of you have not. I want to play it. I want to comment on this. It's very important. Cut one, go.
And the anti-Semitic protests on college campuses.
So first of all, that is a Fox reporter yelling the question. Do you condemn the anti-Semitic protests on college campuses? Biden on his own, other issuing statements for him, has not, out of his mouth, made a statement. At the State of the Union, never said a word about it. It was obvious then it was spreading. The Attorney General of the United States hasn't said a damn thing about it. The head of the Civil Rights Division, who is a racist, she hasn't said a damn thing about it. The head of the Civil Rights Office at the Department of Education, that person hasn't said a damn thing about it. The head of Homeland Security, who's in charge of kicking people with student visas the hell out of this country when they turn on our country, that person hasn't said a damn thing about it. Matter of fact, this administration has been all but silent. Then when you press them, they point to a statement by the deputy press secretary that he puts out, or they point to Charlottesville. Now, history will damn this administration, but we can't wait for history. We can't wait for history. All the men and women, but mostly men who fought during World War II, so many of them are not with us anymore. I can assure you that they would be shocked and disgusted by all this. The media in America, they've so let us down as a country. They've given voice to Hamas and their statistics. They keep saying these are anti-Israel demonstrations. These are Jew-hating demonstrations. These are America-hating demonstrations. These are Israel-hating demonstrations. The Islamists are behind it, including Palestinians who are in this country, other Arabs who are in this country, other Muslims who are in this country, and Marxists who are in this country. Let's stop playing games. Go ahead.
And the anti-Semitic protests on college campuses.
I condemn the anti-Semitic protests. That's why I've set up a program to deal with that. I also condemn those who don't understand what's going on with the Palestinians. And their,
really, what's going on with the Palestinians? So where are all the Jewish mobs at Columbia or Harvard or NYU or at Yale or anywhere else attacking Palestinians? Where are they? Where are they? They're nowhere. Because it's not happening. And he keeps doing this. 6-8 weeks ago, somebody raised a question about the anti-Semitism, and he said we're fighting anti-Semitism and Islamophobia. There is no Islamophobia in this country. It's in the Middle East, where Muslims slaughter Muslims. But people who come into this country from the Middle East have never had it so good. Or they leave and they go back home, right? Nothing's stopping them. Talk about an insurrection. We have insurrections going on in this country. Hamas has taken over Columbia University. Hamas has taken over NYU. Hamas has taken over Yale. Hamas, through the Students for Justice in Palestine. That's one of their front groups on the college campuses. They're present in over 200 colleges and universities, and in 22 of them, there have now been these massive anti-American, anti-Jew, anti-Semitic activities going on. And it's not just students. They're bringing in outside operators. That's who's funding this. That and George Soros and Democrats. This is why the Democrats, Biden, even Jewish Democrats, can barely criticize. I watched this guy. What is the guy's name from New Jersey, Mr. Gottheimer? Gottheimer. What a pathetic weasel. He went to Columbia University. He was upset by what he saw. But he defends Biden. He defends Biden. You can't defend Biden. Biden's funding Iran. He's funding Hamas. He's funding the Houthis. He's funding Hezbollah. He's funding UNRWA. Every day they're attacking Israel with some kind of report, some kind of public statement, something. Something. They're going after the IDF. They're going in after Israeli citizens in Judea and Samaria. It's nonstop. Nonstop. Blinken is a Marxist. He's a traitor. Look it up. He brought in Malley, another Marxist and a traitor, in my view, negotiating the nuclear deal, back-channeling his staff with the foreign minister of Iran. You know, these used to be massive scandals. These used to be massive scandals. They're nothing anymore. The media hiring photographers out of Gaza, the New York Times, CNN, and others, who were either aware of October 7th, some of them were filming it. Then you have individuals like Jake Tapper or others, constantly hostile to the state of Israel, just like Thomas Friedman. Just like that jackass on Comedy Central. What is his name? I always forget his name. Lipshit. Jon Stewart. But there's Biden. He cannot criticize what's happening to the Israelis. He cannot criticize what's happening to the Jews in this country without coming to the defense of the people who are perpetrating it. Think about that. Pretty shocking. Pretty shocking. And pretty grotesque. Let's pick up where we left off on the second cut, Mr. Producer, about who is funding this. I guess it's cut 21, yes? Go ahead.
Well, what else do we have? December 7, 2023, from Fox. A nonprofit that has received donations from George Soros has been bankrolling groups who have hosted pro-Palestinian rallies, according to a watchdog group. The nonprofit San Francisco-based Tides Foundation has been given over $22 million from different causes. The Tides Foundation has then given millions to liberal organizations who have all organized pro-Palestinian protests, according to the Capital Research Center. Democrat Party, Democrat front groups, Democrat dark money, Soros, other Democrat billionaires and multimillionaires funding what you're seeing in the streets, as well as the Hamas funding network, as well as Qatar in our colleges and universities. Washington Free Beacon. Look at this. Community Justice Exchange, part of the Soros-funded Tides Foundation, solicits legal defense donations for arrested protesters. The protests, which took place in dozens of U.S. cities, including San Francisco, Chicago, New York City, Philadelphia, were organized by A15 Action, a newly formed group that worked to coordinate a multi-city economic blockade on April 15 in solidarity with Palestine.
So these blockades you've seen on our bridges, you've seen at our airports, all purposeful, all planned, all funded by Democrat Party dark money. Democrat Party, dark money, billionaires who run the monies through these foundations that they set up and organize these things. That's why Biden won't lift a finger to stop them. Go ahead.
Users to a bail and legal defense fund hosted through Act Blue, the Democratic Party's online fundraising juggernaut. Shutting down bridges, getting into tunnels, all these things that disruption are funded by wealthy Democrats through dark money and front groups. Those who donate to the fund, Act Blue page says, are sending money to the Community Justice Exchange, which provides, quote, money, bail, court fees, fines, and other legal services to community-based organizations. The exchange is a project of the Tides Center, a left-wing dark money network funded by Soros and other left-wing billionaires. The protesters who organized the global event under the title A15 targeted economic choke points. Economic choke points. With the express purpose of causing as much financial disruption as possible, according to their website. And he goes on, your man Soros, Washington Free Beacon, October 18, 2023, Chuck Ross, hundreds of protesters with Jewish Voice for Peace, and if not now, INN.
Jewish Voice for Peace is a Marxist organization. That's what it is. It's a Marxist organization. Go ahead.
To issue a ceasefire in response to Hamas terrorist attacks on Israel. We refuse to stand by as the Israeli government commits genocide against Palestinians in Gaza, said Jewish Voice for Peace, which calls itself the largest progressive Jewish anti-Zionist organization in the world. It's Marxist.
And it was set up in part by Noam Chomsky. Go ahead.
And the protest comes as anti-Israel pro-Hamas groups call on lawmakers to pressure Israel to end retaliatory strikes against Hamas strongholds in Gaza. The Council on American-Islamic Relations. This is a Hamas front group that was created in Philadelphia, funded by Hamas, that has as its purpose to pretend it's a moderate civil rights Muslim organization with representation in our media, in the Biden administration, in the Democrat Party, a complete front group. More. Look at this. Washington Free Beacon. The son of left-wing mega donor George Soros has visited the White House at least 20 times since Biden has been president. This is a year old, so it's more than that. Alex Soros, who recently took over his father's Open Society Foundation, it funds progressive organizations. I hate this word, progressive. It's Marxist organizations and Islamist organizations. Has held meetings with several senior White House advisors. He was named the new head of the foundation in June, announcing he's more political than his 92-year-old father. Open Society pours millions of dollars into Democratic organizations to help elect radical progressive prosecutors who are overseeing rising crime in American cities, like the one who's trying to put Donald Trump in prison as I speak. Now, Soros Alex is known for his connections with high-level Democrats. He's posted photos with Biden, Harris, Pelosi, and the like. There's more. The New York Post. The pro-Palestinian protests over the last months, where tens of thousands of the U.S. have chanted for the end of Israel, not merely a story of organic rage. They are also funded in large part by an uber-wealthy American-born tech entrepreneur, Neville Roy Singham, and his wife, Jody Evans. Since 2017, Singham has been the main funder of the People's Forum, which has co-organized at least four protests after 1,200 innocents were murdered in Israel. He's done more than that. A review of public disclosure forms shows that the multimillionaire Singham and his wife Evans have donated over $20.4 million to the People's Forum from 2017 to 2022 through a series of shell organizations and donor advisory groups, accounting for nearly all the group's funding. It goes on. Singham is more than just a Marxist with deep pockets. He is also a China sympathizer who lives in Shanghai and has close ties to at least four propaganda news sites that boost the Chinese Communist Party's image abroad, the Times reported. And it goes on. Born to a Cuban mother and a Sri Lankan father in 1954, Singham grew up steeped in far-left politics. His father, Archibald Singham, worked as a professor of political science at Brooklyn College and was the first scholar in residence at the New York State Martin Luther King Jr. Institute for Nonviolence in Albany. When he was 17, he joined the radical Marxist group and labor union League of Revolutionary Black Workers. And the following year, according to a 2021 blog by Singham, quote, like all disciplined cadre, I went to work in the factory. 1974, the FBI investigated him as potentially dangerous because of background emotional instabilities or activity in groups.
So there's another billionaire. He lives in Shanghai, China. By the way, he's not black, even though he talks about this black organization. A Marxist spending tens of millions of dollars behind what you're seeing in our colleges and universities. Soros through the Tides Foundation. Soros through other organizations. A Democrat Party fundraising organization involved. Arabella, a massive umbrella organization of all these left-wing groups involved. The Hamas funding network in the United States. It's extensively examined by George Washington University Program on Extremism, is funding this in the United States through Students for Justice in Palestine. Now, damn it, if I know these things by just going online, pulling the news articles, pulling the reports on these extremist groups, then by God, the Biden administration knows too. The FBI knows too. DHS knows too. The Department of Justice knows damn well. Who's funding this? Who is behind it? But the problem is this. Some of the biggest donors to the Democrat Party, some of the biggest donors to the Biden campaign, the Soroses and so many others, they're behind it, but they're also behind Biden and the Democrat Party. And so they're not investigating them. And I want my brothers and sisters at Fox to start talking about this. I want my brothers and sisters on conservative talk radio, start talking about this. I want our friends in the media, start talking about this. I want our nonprofit organizations, start investigating this, putting out papers on this. Now is the time. What are you waiting for? I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
My fellow Americans, we're living in very perilous economic times. Washington seems determined to bankrupt our nation with endless stimulus spending. As they devalue our dollar, hardworking Americans like you could lose everything. That's why I urge you strongly, register for the upcoming Gold and Silver Summit hosted by our friends at Advantage Gold. They'll teach you how to help guard your wealth using asset diversification into physical precious metals. Gold and silver can offer a defense against the dollar's devaluation, and the experts at Advantage Gold will explain how you can convert some of your savings into precious metals that can protect and potentially grow your wealth. With currency debasement from Washington and global uncertainty on the rise, gold and silver diversification can offer you some stability. Call 800-900-8000 right now to sign up. 800-900-8000 now. Tell them Mark Levin sent you. Performance may vary. Past performance is not necessarily indicative of future results. You should always consult your financial and tax professional. By the way, public service announcement. I mean, I've only been doing this. It'll soon be 22 years, right, Mr. Producer? If you're a Putin lover, you're not listening to the right show. If you're a Putin lover, you're not listening to the right show. There's plenty of other shows to listen to. This is the wrong show. I despise Vladimir Putin, the old KGB-er. He's got nuclear missiles aimed at our country, and for some reason there are pukes in our movement, pukes in the Republican Party, and yes, pukes in the Democrat Party, that have their heads so far up his ass, it's coming out of their right nostril. I don't know why. I don't give a damn either. I could care less. If you support a Palestinian state, you are listening to the wrong show, man. I can tell you that right now. And what you see going on in our streets and our colleges and universities underscores the point, doesn't it? Yes, it does. And if you don't believe in defending Taiwan like Goldwater did and Reagan did and every conservative before them did and around them did, you're listening to the wrong show. Maybe you should listen to NPR. But not to me. This is all pro-American, all red-blooded American, all the time. And we don't go by the flight of fancy, factionalism, all that bullcrap. And the people who do have no guts whatsoever, they have no principles whatsoever, despite the fact they get on the microphone or on TV and tell you how great they are, not you ought to follow them. No, don't follow them. You'll wish you didn't. I'll be right back. This segment of the podcast is exclusively sponsored by Pure Talk. Pure Talk offers great coverage and can save your family money on your wireless bill every single month. Go to puretalk.com to find the plan that's right for you. Thank you again for listening, and thank you so much for this sponsorship, Pure Talk.
is here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
You know, my wife sent me a text. I just posted them. It's really a brilliant point. Raises a lot of issues. But in this one, she points out that the Biden campaign, Blinken and Sullivan in particular, organized a letter, as you might recall, on the Hunter Biden laptop, 51 former spooks, that is what we call intel types, national security types, signed it, saying that it was a Russian dirty trick, a Russian ploy, Russian interference in our election, and they knew it was a lie. And they did it anyway. And they did it to help Biden's election, to put him in a more positive light. And so her question is, her point, isn't it amazing that that's not considered a felony for which to prosecute Blinken or Sullivan or the Biden campaign or Biden himself if he knew about it? That wasn't reported as a campaign contribution. And so the point is, look at what they're doing to poor Donald Trump. And I'm going to get into this later in the program, too. It's really so abhorrent, so damn disgusting, all of it. And this judge is a slime ball. It's what he is. It's what he is. He's a slime ball. He's going after the defense lawyer. Excuse me, cholera. Going after defense lawyer. Over issues on the gag order. Gag order. Gag order. I've never seen so many gag orders in my life. Ever. Boy. So the same administration. Let me put a fine point on this. The Biden administration, I told you folks this, Joe Biden is an anti-Semite. His administration is anti-Semitic. CNN and MSNBC are anti-Semitic. The New York Times is anti-Semitic. Now, it's not just Mark sitting here as a Jewish guy calling everybody anti-Semitic. Everybody's not anti-Semitic. 80% of the American people, probably a lot more, actually support Israel. And that's not the determining factor on whether you're anti-Semitic. Anti-Semitic is what you see now and what you're hearing now. And every time Joe Biden is confronted with this issue of anti-Semitism, which his party is funding, do you understand what I'm saying? His party's funding this, which the Islamists are funding. Hamas is funding. Every time he's confronted with it, he brings up the Palestinians, Islamophobia. His administration put out a report today on the countries of the world who are committing the most inhumane acts. Israel's at the top of the list. Not North Korea, not communist China, not Venezuela, not Russia. Israel. And I can go on and on and on. He says we set up a program to deal with anti-Semitism. No, he didn't. The program is nothing. It's zero. It's an empty vessel. Ain't done a damn thing. Where's the FBI today? Where's Christopher Wray? No press conference. Where's the Attorney General? No press conference. Where's the Deputy Attorney General? No press conference. Where's the head of the Civil Rights Division? That racist. No press conference. Where's the Civil Rights Office, the Department of Education? Nothing. Nowhere. Anybody been deported? Anybody. Any single Hamas supporter in the country been deported because they support a terrorist organization? I'm not aware of any. I'm not aware that they're even looking. Any of these so-called students at these colleges who've overstayed their student visas, have they been deported? I'm not aware of one. We have a regime that unleashed the anti-Semitism here, that funds Iran, that funds Hamas, that funds the Houthis, that funds Hezbollah. We have a regime in Washington, D.C. that is funding the nuclear arms development program of Iran, that is selling oil to communist China. And where are all the conservatives? Where are they? Where are they? I'm just curious. They're so myopically focused on Ukraine. Well, how about focusing on our government? What the hell this idiot's doing to our country? Sick. Sick. Now, let me help out these policymakers. Number one. I've talked about it till I'm blue in the face. I've written about it in American Marxism. It's there. They can go chapter to chapter, verse by verse. What do we do about it? Number one, ready? Any college or university that receives a penny in federal monies, whether it's student loans, whether it's the Pell Grant, whether it's some other kind of student subsidy, whether it is funding for their cafeterias, for their facilities, whatever it is, one penny of federal dollar, that is a nexus that does not expel these students, should have their funds cut off. Period. Their funds cut off. Period. Number two, the Federal Bureau of Investigation should be tracking down these front groups for Hamas, Students for Justice in Palestine, and there's multiple, scores of them. Scores of, and shut them down. You do not have a right to promote terrorism in the United States. They're running around with the Proud Boys, they're running around this group. These people are spending millions. That's number two. Number three, Qatar. Qatar should not be free to spend billions of dollars in our universities and colleges to brainwash our students. That's number three. There's more. Number four, any faculty member who is spreading terrorism, any faculty member that is encouraging terrorism, should be removed from the colleges and universities that receive federal funding, which is almost all of them except Hillsdale. And Hillsdale's not an issue. Hillsdale's actually a patriotic college. They should be fired and tenure stripped from them. You do not have a right to spread terrorism by word of mouth in this country. Period. Period. I mean, I love it when they are, well, what about the First Amendment? There's Donald Trump. They have a gag order on him. He's running for president. He's got Michael Cohen with his own podcast. Every a-hole in America, every a-hole Democrat on TV, trashing Trump on and on, but Trump can't respond. Oh, wow. Notice they don't talk about his First Amendment rights. No, only First Amendment rights for the enemy. Number five. The Palestinian movement is the enemy of the United States. Whether it's the PLO, whether it's Hamas, whether it's Islamic Jihad, they are the enemy of the United States of America. That's not Islamophobic. That is a fact. That's their mission statement. That's their belief. They are the enemy. And any a-hole politician like Joe Biden, who tries to create some kind of a moral defense of an ideology of hate, of bloodlust, of murder, must be rejected at the ballot box in November, or this country is going to lose not just an election, it's going to lose its soul. The Palestinian movement is an anti-American Islamist movement. That's what it is. Ask Talib. She's Palestinian. Ask her. She's a Marxist and an Islamist. She's the fusion right there in one human being. There it is. And Joe Biden is a pig. That's right. If I'm going to be called names, he can be called names. He is a political pig, and he's always been a political pig. He is spreading anti-Semitism. He is spreading Jew hate. He's spreading anti-Americanism. The border's wide open to destroy citizenship in this country. He's trying to destroy the state of Israel while he's propping up Iran. There's a lot worse names than pig that I could call this man. He won't meet with Netanyahu, period. You know, he still hasn't met with him. Hates Netanyahu's trying to overthrow the Israeli government, trying to put our man in prison. No, 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 Mark, you can't call him a pig. I can call him a lot of things. Nowadays, where am I, Mr. Producer? Everyone thinks mortgage rates are extremely high, but it's not entirely true. Mortgage rates are much lower, way lower than the average credit card rate. I'll give you an example. Mortgage rates may be in the 6s or 7s, 7%, 6.5%, I don't know. But I know what credit card rates are, 22%, 29%. Think about how much interest you're going to pay on that credit card if you're only paying the minimum payment every. Now, if you're a homeowner, a cash-out refinance with American Financing, which is the best, well, that can help you pay off that debt and lower your monthly expenses. And the mortgage interest is tax-deductible. So they're saving homeowners just like you, on average, almost $900 a month in interest and, again, tax deductions. Your interest on all other loans, such as credit cards, are not tax-deductible. So their salary-based mortgage consultants will show you how much you can save every month with no upfront fees and no obligation. You may even close in as fast as 10 days and possibly delay 2 mortgage payments, giving you greater savings upfront. Get the financial relief you need. Stop living paycheck to paycheck. Stop the incredible stress I know you're going through. I've been through it several decades ago. I know what it's like. Call American Financing today. Here's their number, and they're there right now. 888-900-1828. 888-900-1828. 888-900-1828. Or go to AmericanFinancing.net.
NMLS 182334. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org.
Yes. Joe Biden threw in with the racists and the segregationists and not just supporting. He led the way against integration. Kamala Harris even admonished him during the debate, but now, of course, she thinks he's fantastic because he picked her to be vice president. And Joe Biden, the 1994 Crime Act, targeted black communities in this country. Everyone forgets, oh, that's okay. What's the big deal? And Joe Biden is an anti-Semite. He's now out of the closet. I don't care what liberals, whether they be Jews or Catholics or whatever, say. It's what he is. It's exactly what he is. He doesn't have the guts, the wherewithal, the moral clarity to call out what's going on. But what about the Palestinians, he says? Hundreds of billions of dollars poured into the Palestinians from all over the world. What about it? Where did all the money go? Where did all the money go? To tunnels. To armaments. And you know what's interesting, ladies and gentlemen? The Iranians are not Arab, let alone Palestinian. Yet they make alliance with the Palestinians. Why is that? Why is that? You can figure that out. We even have a story here, ladies and gentlemen, and I notice it's getting no attention whatsoever. And this is from the Jerusalem Post, citing other news sources. Hamas kills aid workers to manufacture Gaza food crisis. Now, you know who accused them of that, Mr. Producer? Fatah, the other Palestinian group under Abbas, under the PLO. Fatah is accusing Hamas of killing aid workers to manufacture a Gaza food crisis. Where's Blinken? Where's that SOB? Nowhere. Where's that shuffling buffoon? Biden, nowhere. The world is not aligned against the Palestinians. The world has contributed hundreds of billions of dollars to the Palestinians. And what do they have to show for it? Nothing. Except a terrorist machine. Why is that? Why don't the Egyptians want them? Why don't the Jordanians want them? Why don't the Syrians want them? Why don't the Iranians want them? Why don't the Saudis want them? Why doesn't another Arab country on the face of the earth or Muslim country on the face of the earth want the Palestinians? Why is that? No, they're Islamophobic. They must be, right? They're Islamophobic. I detest Joe Biden. I detest this man in so many ways. What he's done to our country, our economy, our border, our schools, our cars, our homes. I have nothing but contempt for this man. He's a liar. He's an instigator. He's a provocateur. And he's always been exactly that. And now he's unleashed this Jew hatred, this American hatred. And he shuffles around like he has nothing to do with it, like he's above it all. Funding the Iranians. They're going to have nuclear weapons. Everybody's going to be scratching their head. How come nobody told us? I mean, we were focused on Ukraine, for crying out loud. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries and maybe a quarter tank of gasoline. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. You'll get the same quality of service as AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile, but for half the cost. The average family saves almost $1,000 a year, all with no contracts and no activation fees. You can trade your phone or get great deals on the latest iPhones and Androids. Make the switch today and save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company that shares our values, that supports our military and veterans, that creates American jobs, and refuses to advertise on fake news networks. Instead, they're right here with us. Just go to puretalk.com/Levin, puretalk.com/LEVIN, and make the switch right now so you can actually afford that burger and fries. That's puretalk.com/Levin. Levin, L-E-V-I-N. I like all these guys. I would never vote for funding Ukraine without the border. And yet they would never vote for funding Ukraine, period. Border or no border. But let's put that aside for a moment, shall we? How come all these populist conservatives and all these conservatives, so-called, are making demands about Biden funding Iran and ending that, Mr. Producer? Iran's building nuclear weapons to aim at the United States of America. I don't hear them say a damn thing. Where's Thomas Massie? Where's Rand Paul? Where's Mike Lee? Where's Josh Hawley? Where's our buddy Chip? Where is everybody? Is that not concerning anybody? Is it not concerning anybody that this administration, the rogue Biden administration, is sending tens of billions of dollars to Iran rather than whining about it? Are they doing anything about it? Do they attach anything to legislation that comes through the House or the Senate and say, no, we're not voting for that until you cut off Iran and stop subsidizing their nuclear program? Do you hear any of these great thinkers, great leaders? Governor, I heard DeSantis say, if I were voting today, I wouldn't vote for that. Great. What would you do about Iran and nuclear weapons? I really want to know. Somebody tell us. I'll be right back. Nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries and maybe a quarter tank of gasoline. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. You'll get the same quality of service as AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile, but for half the cost. The average family saves almost $1,000 a year, all with no contracts and no activation fees. You can trade your phone or get great deals on the latest iPhones and Androids. Make the switch today and save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company that shares our values, that supports our military and veterans, that creates American jobs, and refuses to advertise on fake news networks. Instead, they're right here with us. Just go to puretalk.com/Levin, puretalk.com/LEVIN, and make the switch right now so you can actually afford that burger and fries. That's puretalk.com/Levin, LEVIN.
When Mark Levin was a kid, his teachers didn't like his snide sense of humor. Today, they still don't like it. Call Mark Levin now at 877-381-3811.
Welcome back, America. We're here with our buddy Brent Bozell, who I've known for decades, who is really a guide star for most of the conservative movement, founder of the Media Research Center. And the Media Research Center has put out a fantastic new study on Facebook, and it's serial interference in our elections. Brent Bozell, how are you, my friend?
Mark, how are you? And are we that old that we've known each other for decades?
We are. I'm afraid so, buddy. Okay. Tell us about this report. I mean, people instinctively say, yeah, but you always have to put the meat on the bone. So tell us what took about Facebook here.
And Mark, that's exactly what we wanted to do. It is like conservatives who were in the 50s and 60s complaining about liberal media bias, but didn't have the evidence for it. We've been looking at big tech, and we're doing a series of studies to see exactly to what degree big tech is interfering with the democratic process in America today. Every time you censor somebody, you're not allowing him to have a voice. And when you're censoring a candidate, you're not allowing that candidate to have a voice. That's a real threat to democracy. We looked at Google, and we found 41 examples with Google. Now, we looked at Facebook. Since 2008, we found 39 examples of Facebook directly interfering with political campaigns. Not every single one, and I'll explain that in a minute if you want, not every single one was against conservative Republicans. About 98% were. But this is systematic, and there's a little bit of good news, I hope. I've got to wait and see attitude toward it. It's not like Google, but it's there, and it's something that has to be taken very seriously, because the public conversation today is on social media platforms, whether we like it or not. That's where decisions are being made, and these big tech companies have got to stop interfering with it.
By the way, just as a footnote, you mentioned Google. You know what's interesting about Google? When I type in information looking for stuff, my name always pops up. There's articles that are 3 or 4, even months old, even 3 or 4 years old, the most negative attacks on me ever. Why would those be like in the top 10 search items when I'm searching for stuff and there's Google popping up me being called an anti-Semite? There's me being called... I mean, that's intentional, obviously.
That is intentional. That's playing with the algorithms. They did this in 2022. There were 12 serious contested Senate races. In 9 of the 12 instances, they gave preferential treatment in their listing to the Democrats over the Republicans. Now, 99% of the public doesn't go beyond the first page. The Republicans in 9 of the cases were either at the very bottom of the first page where nobody goes. Seven of the 12 were on page 2 where no one goes. Now, why is that important? There was a Pew Center study that was done just several years ago, so you can only assume the numbers are higher now, that showed that 7% of adults make their decision on who to vote for based on Google searches.
Mm-hmm. Unbelievable. So let's go back to Facebook. Give us some more recent examples of how they've been
interfered. Sure, I'll go through it. The inflection point, by the way, is going to be 2019. 2012, they suspended a veteran PAC that called that attacked Barack Obama over Benghazi. 2016, they partnered with the left-wing Soros-funded Pointer Institute to create a network of mostly left-leaning fact-checkers. These fact-checkers then went on to suspend numerous pro-Trump pages. They elevated the liberals in the trending news. Here we go, Mark, just what we're talking about. And then they went on to blacklist Ted Cruz and Rand Paul. They suspended, and here's an interesting one. In 2008, Google suspended one Hillary Clinton post because she was running against Barack Obama. In 2016, Facebook suspended six Bernie Sanders groups in their primary who were challenging Hillary Clinton. In 2018, they censored the pro-life Susan B. Anthony List organization because it was running ads supporting pro-life candidates. It also censored Senator Marsha Blackburn and Congressman Matt Rosendale. It ended ads with that allowed Trump, it ended a program that allowed Trump to run ads. In 2020, it censored Trump ads, Trump super PAC ads. Hunter Biden suppression is what exploded in 2020. And then you had the anti-COVID posts, which were all taken down. Here's an interesting one. Elizabeth Warren was censored. Why? Because she had an ad calling for breaking up big tech companies. I love it. They funny. Also removed an anti-Antifa ad that was run by Marjorie Taylor Greene. In 2021, they officially suspended Donald Trump from their platform. They also deleted a post from a Virginia gubernatorial candidate, Amanda Chase, over something she said in January 6, 2022. They removed a post from Congressman Robbie Starbucks questioning COVID and masks. They also went after Carrie Lake. They also went after Carl Ivey. In 2024, so far, they fact-checked RFK Jr., again, vaccines and masking, and Larry Elder in the primary. Interestingly enough, Mark, although he's barely posting on Facebook, they have not censored Donald Trump so far in this campaign so far. It's a bit of good news. The key
they don't really have to. You know, they're trying to litigate their way to the presidency. So, you know, that kind of keeps Trump in a box to some extent.
Oh, sure. The key point in this, I think, was after the 2016 elections, when big tech was in a meltdown over what they had allowed to happen, Donald Trump, you know, having a voice with the American people and getting elected president, they decided to have an audit of the left and the right to look at complaints both sides had. Mark, this is telling. They first audited, they allowed the left to have a group of 96 uber left-wing organizations present their case to Facebook. They presented only a draft, and Sheryl Sandberg, who is the ideologue of Facebook, mm-hmm. announced immediately she was going to make their demands her top priority. Their demands, among other things, was more censorship against conservatives and more control over, guess what, the election process at Facebook. In the meantime, former Senator John Kyle was brought on by Facebook to do an audit for conservatives. He met with 40-some conservative organizations. He met with me for hours. He was given hundreds of examples of censorship. When his report finally came out with an op-ed in the New York Times, he announced, I am not making this up, he announced that he hadn't found any evidence of any censorship against conservatives. It was such an appalling report that the backlash was so furious that by the end of the day, Facebook had pulled that report. They announced it was only a draft. We suggested
that
we have a draft because he was doing the bidding of Facebook is what he was doing. He was doing the bidding of someone at Facebook. And it was atrocious and it was disgraceful. And wow. When Facebook took it back, they tried to say it was only a draft, the first draft. By the way, there's never been a second draft of that report. They've never come out with a report. So what's the good news in all this? The good news in this, and I want one more thing, Mark. Mm. We have now three different instances where Mark Zuckerberg stood up and called for the censorship to end, and we found that it only got worse every time. Mm. So what's going on here, I believe that Mark Zuckerberg, who is a leftist, an uber leftist, we don't overlook the fact that he had his own October surprise in 2020, pouring $400 million in the last week of the campaign. But I believe that he's also a good businessman. And he also understands that this is going to cause him a lot of trouble on Capitol Hill and at the state level, where you've got state attorney generals investigating him now. But the problem is not Mark Zuckerberg. It's not at the top. The problem, just as with Twitter before Elon Musk took it over and he uncovered it, just as with Google, it's the staff. And it's the management. They've got a middle finger to the corporation because they could care less what happens to the corporation. They've got an agenda, and they're on a mission, and it's not going to stop. So Mark Zuckerberg has shown a certain openness. By the way, have you ever called Mr. Google? Have you ever tried to talk to anybody at Google? You can't. They are nameless. They are faceless. They are accountable to no one. Facebook, at the very least, has a dialogue with conservatives. And we have seen numerous times where we've worked with them where they have reversed things. So I'm going to give them credit there, but they've got to go much, much further now.
Well, you guys always do fantastic work. And while I have you, you see the extent to which the media and the Democrat Party have really flamed what's going on, inflamed what's going on in these colleges and universities. Brent, you've been on top of this too. It's just appalling. And then Biden's asked about it, and he can't just condemn it. He's got to come to the defense of the Palestinians who apparently are in trouble in this country, which is a joke. You've been around a long time as a conservative. What do you make of this?
Well, you know, I have developed a certain sympathy for liberal Jews in the sense that I believe they are they've been truly gobsmacked because they have lived in an environment of leftism in America where they've given it aid and support and worked with it. And overnight, it has turned on them in the most vicious form possible. And this is across the board. It's even the media that have turned against them and are giving aid and comfort to Hamas. They're not protesters. They're not activists. They're fanatics who are having the inmates have taken over the asylum in Colombia. God bless Robert Kraft. What the Jewish community has to do, any man or any woman who is blessed with wealth and is Jewish should pull his or her support of every major institution, whether it is civic, whether it's a hospital, whether it's academic, whether it's religious, whether it's political, any institution that is unwilling to unequivocally condemn anti-Semitism publicly and forcefully, they should pull every dime of support away. And guess what will happen? Suddenly these organizations are going to get religion. They're going to have their own come to Yahweh meeting when that happens. And it has to happen. So
I've got to take a break. I've got to go. But Newsbusters, which is a part of your umbrella, CBS frets apparently anti-Semitic incidents in Colombia marred peaceful protests. I mean, the media in this country is so corrupt. They're so ideologically radical left. It's grotesque. I want to thank you for all you guys do, Brent, the whole team there. Give them all my best as well. God bless you, my friend.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Omar.
All right. Yeah. Okay, look who's talking. Take care. He and I have heart stories, too, because we have bad hearts. But we mean well. By the way, I want to thank all of our affiliates. As the ratings pour in, our ratings are going through the roof. And I believe that's because you want to hear the truth and you want to hear substance and you don't want to hear hosts, radio or TV, who think they know what you want to hear. You want to hear the truth. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter tank of gasoline. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. You'll get the same quality of service as AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile, but for half the cost. The average family saves almost $1,000 a year, all with no contracts and no activation fees. You can trade your phone or get great deals on the latest iPhones and Androids. Make the switch today and save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company that shares our values, that supports our military and veterans, that creates American jobs, and refuses to advertise on fake news networks. Instead, they're right here with us. Just go to puretalk.com/Levin, puretalk.com/LEVIN, and make the switch right now so you can actually afford that burger and fries. That's puretalk.com/Levin. Levin, L-E-V-I-N. Christopher Wray, the putative FBI director, was just on NBC News, and in part, here's what he said. Go.
There's an environment right now we're seeing play out on some college campuses, the protests over what's happening in Gaza. Are you watching that warily? Are you concerned about threats emanating from these demonstrations?
Well, of course, demonstrations themselves are not something that we, the FBI, get involved in. But when violence ensues, that's when we get concerned, when you have threats of violence. And so we have seen, even before October 7th, we saw a significant increase, especially in anti-Semitic threats and anti-Semitic violence. And since October 7th, that number has gone up quite substantially.
Are you actively monitoring these protests?
We don't monitor protests, but we do share intelligence about specific threats of violence.
First of all, he's a liar. As a former chief of staff to an attorney general, I can tell you the FBI did monitor certain groups and certain protests. So he's a liar. That's number one. Number two, I was informed by an individual who recently retired from the FBI that, in fact, agents are out. And they are monitoring certain individuals based on social media and so forth. And these people are not happy about it, these agents, including taking pictures and so forth. So they're monitoring American citizens for many reasons and on many fronts. So this is a lie. And I just told you the financing of these groups. And I think one of the reasons they're not digging into this hard is because what you'll find is that it goes back to Democrat dark money in many respects. That's number one. Number two, this Hamas network is well known to everybody. It's not being reported except by me. And the monies are flowing into our colleges and universities and into this country through groups like Students for Justice in Palestine. They set up CARE. The FBI knows this because they used to actually monitor it. So I don't know what the hell's going on at the FBI now. Maybe they just have too many agents chasing down American citizens. Or I don't know. And obviously, we can deport people. We can investigate people. There's a lot that can be done that's not being done. Because obviously, the word's gone out from Biden, hands off. These are my voters. These are his voters. I want you to keep that in mind. This is happening in blue cities. Blue cities. It's not happening in red cities. And for most part, it's not happening in red states. This is happening in Democrat cities. Just like 2020 and the riots then. The Marxists, the Islamists, these are Democrat Party creations. This is their protectorates. That is what's going on in this country right now. And Joe Biden, just listen to what he says. Listen to how he speaks. Look at his guy. Look at this guy, Blinken, who's a Marxist, whose family's got ties to Soros. Go ahead and Google it. You don't have to even believe me. That's what's taken over. Alex Soros, the son of George, been to the White House 20 times, and that doesn't even count the last 12 months. 20 times. 20 times. When we come back, I want to focus on what's being done to our president, Donald Trump, in Manhattan. I'll be right back.
Here
Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
Hello, America. Mark Levin here. Our number, 877-381-3811, 877-381-3811. By the way, Mr. Producer, before I get going on this this Stalinist show trial in Manhattan, have you ever heard Rand Paul actually support Israel? You never have you? I never have. Has he been condemning what's taking place in our streets with the anti-American, anti-Semitism going on? Have you ever heard him condemn that? We just looked, right? We don't have any public statements from him, do we? Take another look, because I very much want to read it if he did. These guys have a pattern. You know, when Trump took out Soleimani, he and Carlson and the others thought that was very provocative. Why would they do that, you know? So I'm just curious about it. And I'd like to see. Let me cut to the chase on this Manhattan case. You've got, if you had any violations, and you don't, they'd be misdemeanors under state law. That is, reporting something is a legal expense that's a business expense. Now, is that not splitting hairs, America? You have non-disclosure agreements, as I've told you for months, are very commonplace. It's not hush money. They're non-disclosure agreements. I guarantee you that courts have entered into them. I guarantee you that the DNC has entered into them. I guarantee you that the media outlets reporting on this have entered into them. But when it comes to Trump, it's hush money. It's a hush money trial. Just sounds very notorious. So you have these so-called potential misdemeanors. And the issue here is the reporting as a legal expense as opposed to a business expense. The amount of money spent on the non-disclosure agreements. So how do you breathe life into that and make it a federal offense or even a federal issue? Because a local DA is not supposed to be getting involved in federal matters. Interfering in a federal campaign, this is an extraordinarily dangerous precedent because there are literally thousands of DAs and tens of thousands of assistant DAs all across the country of both parties and no party. So Bragg says, okay, look, he did this in violation of federal campaign law. He did this to conceal the fact that this money was spent to keep Stormy Daniels quiet in order to help his campaign. Now, first of all, that's not a crime, state or federal. But he's claiming it is a federal offense. And by claiming it's a federal offense, and not just a federal offense, a federal felony, under this bizarre New York law, the misdemeanor is revived. Apparently the statute of limitations doesn't apply any longer. And the misdemeanor becomes a felony. Got that? Now, who says federal law was violated? Nobody. There's been no adjudication that federal law has been violated. The Federal Election Commission, which oversees these matters, said no violation. The U.S. Attorney's Office that would handle any federal violations of the campaign law said no violations. We take a pass. Bragg's predecessor, Vance, leftist, elected, he looked at it and said, no, I can't breathe life back into this. I wish I could. Bragg originally said no, and then Bragg later said yes. Why? Because the former acting associate attorney general of the United States, the third highest position of the Department of Justice, who was appointed as such by Joe Biden himself, left that prestigious position. We've talked about this. Went over to help Letitia James in her case, then left that office and went over to help Mr. Bragg in this case. In this case. So it's all smoke and mirrors. There's been no adjudication that a federal felony was committed under the election laws. None. And so you're going to breathe life back into a expired state misdemeanor law on bookkeeping by claiming a federal felony was committed? You follow me, Mr. Producer? And over at MSLSD and the Constipated News Network, they're telling you this is very, very important. So then you have, as the first witness, which really tells you everything you need to know, a guy used to own the National Enquirer, among other tabloids. He said, yeah. He worked with Michael Cohen to kill stories and to promote stories in the National Enquirer and so forth. So what? You know, Thomas Jefferson worked with the party newspaper of his time, if you read On Freedom of the Press, as Hamilton worked with his party newspaper at the time to lie about each other. Did it all the time during campaigns. You have campaigns that give information to reporters all the time and vice versa. So what? It's not a crime. It's politics. It's ugly, but it is what it is. It's not a felony. It's not a misdemeanor. It's nothing. And so the guy testifies to that effect. So what? I'll tell you so what. This judge is stupid. He's political. He's a hack. I look at his background. It's very thin. It's very radical. And so this judge, an elected Democrat judge, as they all are there, rather than dismiss this case as preposterous, he embraces it. He even rules that if Donald Trump takes the stand, that all these other cases involving Donald Trump will be relevant. Relevant to what? Relevant to what? Oh, Donald Trump's character. Oh, so now his character's on trial. Imagine that. Joe Biden evades everything. The Espionage Act, money laundering, character, Tara Reid, everything. Everything. This is the nub of the matter. There's been no federal felony. There was no effort to create a federal felony, no intent, let alone fact of a federal felony. And yet they're using that to revive the so-called misdemeanor on the bookkeeping issue. And besides, it was a legal expense. What else would you call it? A non-disclosure agreement? And why does it matter anyway if it's a business expense or legal expense? You could actually argue it either way. Corporations enter into them all the time. I guarantee you MSNBC and NBC have. I guarantee you CNN has. Probably Fox, probably everybody. Non-disclosure agreements. How about even Mediaite? The Media Matters either has or will enter into non-disclosure agreements. New York Times, Washington Post, all the networks, everybody. Be weird if they didn't. And so Biden sent this hitman in, as we've talked about before, on Fox, on Blaze, here, to handle this case. That's what took place. And Bragg is doing it. He's a Soros guy. How come Soros is never investigated? How come his tax returns are never looked at? Because he's a Democrat. They'd scream, holy hell. Can't touch him. He's their money bags. But there's a lot of issues that are problematic with this. The gag order, of course, is unconstitutional. You can't. I mean, Michael Cohen actually has his own podcast. his own podcast, trashing Trump left and right. And Trump can't respond. That's because you have a corrupt, and I don't mean financially corrupt, a politically corrupt, in my view, judge. Intellectually corrupt, to be more accurate. Who's doing exactly what he wants to do, and they know they have a jury that they hope will do what they need to do. They're moving as fast as they can. And so the next biggest question is, how does a local DA have any kind of federal jurisdiction? He does not. He has no federal jurisdiction to claim that there's a federal offense, therefore his local or state misdemeanor statute has been revived, and now you can charge Trump. And he not only charged Trump, he charged him with 34 felonies, Mr. Producer. So he takes the one phony case and divides it into 34 charges. And yet, the media are fine with all of it. Just as the media gaslighted the anti-Semitism and the Jew hatred and American hatred that we're seeing right now. Just as the media covered up the laptop. Just as the media promoted Russia collusion. Just as the media did this, that, and the other. We have a corrupt media. A media that represents the Democrat Party and the most extremist ideologies within it. Donald Trump is paying a severe price for trying to help us, help this country and help the American people. They're literally trying to put him in prison with a non-law. With a non-law, with a misdemeanor that's expired. I can only hope the Supreme Court does the right thing on immunity. I suppose I'm the only one who's been arguing. I'll continue to be the only one if that's the way it goes. And when a president takes an official act, you can't subsequently charge him with a crime, certainly by the successive Democrat administration, where their leader of that administration is now running for president for a second time. Either there's immunity or there's not. And he had immunity. When they say, well, what if he killed a bunch of people? But he didn't. Why do we need to argue in the alternative? If a president kills a bunch of people, there would be a legal remedy, Mr. Producer. You know what that is? State law. The criminal code for most offenses belongs in the states. It's in the states. That has nothing to do with presidential immunity at the federal level. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
The only way to stop this is the only way, what's being done to Trump. And of course, the people doing this to Trump, the surrogates supporting this, the media supporting this, say, oh, he wants to go after his political opponents, is to go after your political opponents. And I mean this quite seriously. The only way to stop this is when both sides suffer from it. And the Democrats not only started it, they're creating the precedent at the DA level, at the Attorney General level, in the state, the federal Attorney General level. The Democrat Party started this, and then they say, and by the way, don't ever do this to us. Don't ever do what to you? Don't ever come after us because we disagree with you. Don't ever come after us for politics. Well, why are they coming after Trump? Four separate criminal cases simultaneously. 91 different charges. On top of that, a civil case where you're trying to bankrupt them. Your Democrat corrupt judges all in a hurry to try and do this in the course of an election to keep them off the campaign trail and to get them convicted of one, just one of 91 charges. Don't ever do it to you. Are you kidding me? You've also gone after his lawyers. You're trying to have them disbarred. And you and I, we're supposed to sit back and say, yeah, we can't do this to them. We better. I'm quite serious about this. The only way you stop this injustice, the only way you stop this tyranny, is to confront it. Not to accommodate it. And I don't really care what the mouthpieces for Biden and the Democrat Party and Soros and the rest have to say about it. DAs across the country, Republican DAs across the country, should be looking for opportunities. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to help them. On the air, give them opportunities. I've already said this, and I heard it repeated by one of the phony legal analysts. You could go after Obama for killing American citizens overseas. Still, it's no statute of limitations. You can go after Joe Biden for the deaths, for the injuries, the casualties, for the property damage that took place as a result of him defying federal immigration law. All this is going to be open now. And we should take maximum advantage of it. Maximum. And if the Supreme Court goes the wrong way on immunity, guess who's going to be exposed, Mr. Producer? Joe Biden. Joe Biden. And not just him. Mr. Blinken. Mr. Garland. And this will need to be done. The sword has to cut both ways. Has to. Whether they like it or not. What do you want me to do? I forget, Rich. I'll be right back.
The Mark Levin Show, the pool feed for the conservative media. Dive in now, 877-381-3811.
Well, none of these are going to work. We have a caller. Judicial Conduct Committee addressed Trump's misjudgment. Well, they're not going to. It's in New York. They're all Democrats. DOJ should charge Bragg and James for hate crimes. Well, that's interesting. Does anyone think that's going to happen, Mr. Producer? Trump should use RICO against the government. Well, Trump can't use RICO against the government. He can't bring a RICO case. The government brings RICO cases. Time to indict Biden. Well, who's going to indict Biden? So we need different callers, I would say. Just a thought. Because none of that's going to happen. Because the Democrats control those entire processes. I want to repeat something because you're not going to hear it again anywhere. Hamas kills aid workers to manufacture a Gaza food crisis, says Fatah. Fatah is Abbas. Abbas is Arafat's subsequent leader, the PLO. So now the Palestinians are accusing the Palestinians of killing aid workers, and of course Blinken is absolutely silent. Columbia University's Gaza Solidarity Campaign is going nationwide because of Students for Justice in Palestine, which is funded by and supported by Hamas. And the director of the FBI, Christopher Wray, just made it clear on NBC News that they are not monitoring these people. Isn't that strange? They were going into the Catholic Church. They're monitoring parents. They're monitoring pro-lifers. They're monitoring MAGA, but not this. Think about that. Blinken also wants to sanction an IDF unit called the Netzah Yehuda Battalion, which is consists of very, religious Jews. Wants to sanction them. No idea what the hell's going on here. Cholera. Why? There's a coordinated campaign by Dawn, which is a radical extremist anti-Israel phony organization, non-governmental organization. They're responsible for much of the content in this report. And of course, Blinken's just looking for a reason. So Biden and Blinken are responsible, in my view, along with the Democrat dark money and the Hamas network and Qatar, for spreading all this Jew hate, America hate that's going on in our country today. Over at the Federalist, Our friend Harsanyi writes, Joe Biden says there are very fine people on both sides of the October 7 debate. Very fine people. Both sides. And the CBS Newsbuster reports, Fret's apparently anti-Semitic incidents at Columbia marred peaceful protests. Whew, my country is in trouble. Eric Holder, remember him? Says Columbia's campus agitators have, according to Washington Free Beacon, quote, legitimate concerns. It's Eric Holder. Eric Holder. Now, Biden is out there today talking about abortion and saying that, of course, if the Republicans are elected, there will be no abortions. Now, I'd love to know how he pulls that off, even if Republicans actually believe that, which they don't. How would that happen? Supreme Court just said it's up to each state. So he's a liar. He can't help it. He is a sick, stupid old man. He was a sick, stupid young man. And yet, I want to ask you women out there, you mothers out there with kids and sports and so forth. Do you know what Joe Biden just did? He just instituted by executive order, which means unconstitutional fiat, the complete evisceration of Title IX to the Civil Rights Act that was added. I think it was added in 1972, thereabouts, to protect women so they can have a right to have access to, quote unquote, equal sports funding and activities. They just issued a federal executive order, did Biden, interpreting that civil rights law as it applies to Title IX, girls and women. To compel transgender men to have access to women's and girls' sports. So they have destroyed them. They've destroyed them. Well, he's running around saying that, oh dear, well, we're all for abortion. How about the women who are alive? How about the girls who are alive? See, this is who he is. He's a slimeball. Maybe I said pig. Did I say pig earlier in the program, Mr. Producer? Pig, I called him? He is a very indecent, nasty, stupid man who shouldn't be anywhere near the office of the presidency, let alone in the presidency. And so he's running around promoting abortion while destroying women's sports. Now think about that. Now I want you to listen to AOC. Now, Biden said, they were both at Earth Day together, that he should listen to her more, something to that effect. Listen to her more? She's a Marxist. Here she is on Earth Day. Cut four, go.
It is especially important that we remember the power of young people shaping this country today, of all days, as we once again witness the leadership of those peaceful student-led protests on campuses like Columbia, Yale, Berkeley, and many others.
She reminds me of your typical moronic garden variety Marxist that you know used to march for Che Guevara and Castro and... It's so sickening. And Biden was at that event in Virginia. Says nothing. Peaceful protests. One Jewish girl was poked in the eye, has eye damage from a Palestinian flagpole. People are being beaten. They're being intimidated. They're prevented from going to classes. Can you imagine if the Democrat Party controlled everything in this country? Everything. What this country would look like now. They control most of it. But can you imagine what a tyrannical, totalitarian regime we would live in? The evisceration of our Constitution, especially the Bill of Rights, that's supposed to protect us from them? Can you imagine what this country would look like? You know what it looked like? Mad Max. You ever see a Mad Max movie, Mr. Producer? It'd be Mad Max. That's what it would be. Now, Donald Trump made a definitive statement. A definitive statement that should make a difference to people. Should make a difference. Because the battle now is between good and evil and right and wrong. That's what it is. Good and evil. Good versus evil. Right versus wrong. Here's Trump. Despite everything that's being done to him, despite all the burdens he's carrying, despite being in this courtroom, and it's purposely freezing in that courtroom to make it as uncomfortable for him as possible. I mean, it's there's such lowlives, starting with this judge. But here he is, he's watching all this, and he says the following, cut five, go.
What's going on at the college level and the colleges, Columbia, NYU, and others, is a disgrace. And it's really on Biden. He has the wrong signal, he's got the wrong tone, he's got the wrong words, he doesn't know who he's backing. And it's a mess. And if this were me, you'd be after me, you'd be after me so much, but they're trying to give him a pass. But what's going on is a disgrace to our country. And it's all Biden's fault, and everybody knows it. He's got no message, he's got no compassion, he doesn't know what he's doing. He can't put two sentences together, frankly. He is the worst president in the history of our country. And again, what's going on is a disgrace. Now, it's interesting outside. For great Americans, people that want to come down and they want to protest at the court, and they want to protest peacefully, we have more police presence here than anyone's ever seen. For blocks, you can't get near this courthouse. And yet you have nobody up at a college where you have very radical people wanting to rip the colleges down, the universities down. And that's a shame. But it all starts with Joe Biden.
And he's right. Biden has done this to this country. Biden. Biden has unleashed the hounds of hell. He's unleashed the anti-Semites. He's unleashed the Marxists and the Islamists. His billionaire friend, Soros, is not the only one, are putting a fortune into these front groups. He defends Hamas. He's defending it. He does not want it destroyed. He funds Iran. The borders are wide open. God knows what the hell's coming through. He's a sick, dangerous man. Then we have DeSantis was at a press conference today. Here's what he said. Cut six, go.
First, on what's happening in these college campuses, you know, if I were in charge, I would send the Justice Department after those universities, because this is unacceptable to have this type of anti-Semitism, where it's not just bad speech. They're really targeting Jewish students. It's a hostile environment and violates the civil rights of those students. And these universities, they just aren't willing to do what needs to be done to ensure. I can tell you this, in Florida, at our state universities, you know, there's a code of conduct. You know, you have a right to protest and stuff. But you don't have a right to harass other people. You don't have a right to put a target on someone's back based on their religion or ethnicity. And if you're doing those things, you know, you're going to be shown the door. I think these students, if they're foreign students on visas, their visas should be canceled and they should be sent home. That should just happen. Second, if it's students, American students, and they're violating code of conduct, you start expelling people, the behavior will change.
That's why people are moving in droves to Florida. He's right on. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
I've always said, and I've said it to you, my fantastic audience, never underestimate the intelligence of your audience. I never underestimate your intelligence. If I sat here and spewed pro-Putin BS and anti-Ukraine BS, you'd know. I sound like the conga line. And I'm not going to do that. I call them as I see them. I call him as I see him. Fetterman with Fox News Digital on Friday. Cut 9, go.
It's completely reasonable to want a ceasefire or to have a different view on that. Absolutely, that's a democracy. But it is not appropriate or legal, or it's helpful to advance your argument if you show up in a Starbucks with a bullhorn and start yelling at people, and that doesn't make you noble, it just makes you... It's very American to protest and to do that in the appropriate way, then I absolutely support that. I'm not suggesting that you have to agree with my view, but it's just saying it doesn't really allow you to disrupt lives and to inflict those kinds of damages on people that are just trying to get on with their lives.
Mm. Our friends at ABC, CBS, NBC, not friends at all. They fret that apparently anti-Semitic incidents at Columbia marred the peaceful protests. Let's begin. Cut 10, go.
Back here in New York, Columbia University has moved all classes online today as pro-Palestinian demonstrations continue on and near the campus. Although there have been peaceful protests, a series of apparently anti-Semitic incidents near campus prompted one rabbi at the school to call for all Jewish students to leave.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, rather than listen to these a-holes, can you imagine if they were reporting on Kristallnacht and they were German and in the German language? They would have said, it's too bad that the brown shirts came in here and beat to death these Jews and these shop owners and these mothers, you know, with the carriages pushing their babies along, because the protest was mostly peaceful, you know. And yet these Nazis came along and screwed everything up. Well, guess what? These people are Nazis. Nazis! That's what they are. These little Kristallnachts going on right now. People have to side with good or evil. That's what it is. That's the choice. I'll see you tomorrow. God bless.